Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to All Things WordPress and WooCommerce, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! This show is brought to you by OmniSend, the solution for email and SMS marketing with their CRM solution for WooCommerce shops and your own website. And Hostinger, whether you're building a WordPress site or specifically a Woo store, their infrastructure brings your client site speed, uptime, and security. And if you were able to attend WordCamp Europe last month, I hope you had the opportunity to stop by and see both OmniSend and Hostinger at their booths. Speaking of WordCamp Europe, let's take a trip back as host Tucker hits the floor of WCEU to talk all things accessibility.
Hey, guys and girls, anything in between? This is Taka, your host from the Accessibility Podcast. It's just me today. I saw Annemieke running around, which is kind of busy, as one of the organizers of WordCamp Europe that we're currently attending. We're going to freestyle a bit, so I'll just walk around and ask some people about accessibility, what it means for them, if it's something that, you know, that is in their daily practice, if it's new to them, anything. So let's get started. Hey there, this is, Manuela. Manuela van Prooijen. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. This is quite a surprise.
It's been a couple of years.
Yes, the last time we met was in Oporto, WordCamp Europe.
And that's when you decided to move to Portugal as well.
That's right, that's my home base now.
Really cool. Oh.
This is the Accessibility Podcast. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you do in your daily life that involves accessibility or that...
Yeah. Over the recent few years, I've developed a training program specifically for virtual assistants to bridge the gap between back-end developers and marketing teams to provide hands-on workforce for bridging accessibility gaps. So I have this program, and it's very successful in the Netherlands.
So you're basically training the new generation to help us out.
Yes. With the upcoming European Accessibility Act, it's very important not just to have auditors or programmers, but people who can provide hands-on workforce.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I totally agree. I mean, I foresee a bit of an issue with... You know, with this act coming up, the moment that we are recording this is 1 year and 14 days away from us.
It's almost 1 year away, yeah, but it's coming closer.
It's getting closer. The clock is ticking. Next booth, I see a booth, Equalize Digital, and I know they do something with accessibility.
Yes.
Hi there. Who are you? What do you do at Equalize Digital?
Hello, I'm Steve Jones. I'm the CTO at Equalize Digital. We are an accessibility product and services company where we specialize in accessibility. We have a plugin called the Accessibility Checker that scans your websites for accessibility issues.
And I heard something and I see it in your booth. You landed an amazing client not too long ago, or maybe some time ago, but they launched not too long ago.
They have launched a lot of things.
Yeah.
But that client that you're speaking of is NASA. So last year we were brought in as the accessibility team into the NASA project. NASA built a new website on top of WordPress, and we were lucky enough to be brought in to do audits on the code that was being made by the Lone Rock agency that was hired to do the web development for the NASA website. And it was an exciting time, and it actually has extended to just recently. We've still been doing some audits on that and providing accessibility feedback.
That's amazing. Congrats on that. That's a cool name to have in your portfolio, right?
Yeah absolutely.
So is it just these big names that you work for, or is it, I imagine that the plugin that's for anyone to install, or can you tell a bit more about the plugin, what it does and... why I should, you know, install it on my website, maybe.
Yeah. No, NASA's not, we don't just do huge, awesome, interesting clients like NASA, although that is great. The bulk of our clients are, you know, medium to large agencies. We do a lot of enterprise website development that is accessible. And like you said, we have our accessibility checker plugin. Mm. And what this plugin does is it's we have a full-featured free version of the plugin on WordPress.org. And it sits inside of your WordPress admin and will evaluate your post or page for accessibility issues in real time.
So this really helps editorial teams in writing their content because they get like immediate feedback on, I imagine that they get immediate feedback on what they are doing, if that's right or wrong, or if it can be improved or not.
Yeah, it's never enough to launch a website and say it's accessible and then leave it, especially WordPress websites. They're a living, breathing machine. Yep. So accessibility is something that needs to be evaluated with every publish. And that's what
they... Yeah, it's not just about developers that are trained.
It's content creators.
Content creators, designers. Yep. It's, again, a team effort that I imagine. Yeah. Is there anything you wanna add or share with us? Otherwise, I'm going to move along and see if there's more sponsors here that do anything with accessibility.
You know, for any freelancers or agencies or large agencies out there, it's consider accessibility as a priority. Put accessibility first.
I do have a last question. Why is it so important for you? Are you is it the law, or is there a more ethical motivation, or what brought you to accessibility? Sort of a niche market.
Yeah. Well, there is a legal and there is an ethical aspect to it, of course. A lot of companies do need to legally comply. There's the European Accessibility Act that will be enacted next year.
In 14 days.
Yeah. And so there's a lot in that respect. But there's the ethical side, too. And I think us at Equalize Digital, I think we lean on the ethical a lot more than we do the legal, meaning that it's the right thing to do. Yeah. Anybody should be able to use the internet. Societies across the world are becoming more digital. Increasingly digital, to just do basic things in life, to get your medical supplies and to fill out your government paperwork, right? Yeah. And they shouldn't be met with blockers along the way. They should be able to access that information or submit information that they need to submit as easily as people without any disabilities.
Yeah, totally agree. And it's exactly the same philosophy that we live by. Like, it's more the ethical argument that weighs stronger than any law, basically. It's about democratizing publishing, making sure that the web is open and can be used by anyone in any situation.
Yeah.
Whether it's a temporary situation or a more permanent one.
Yeah, totally.
And in the end, we all grow older. We're all gonna...
Yeah, I mean, we're building an internet for our future selves.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we will get older, we will have degenerative issues, eye issues.
Yeah.
Typically, they come up. It's funny that you bring up democratizing publishing, because our CEO, Amber Hines, likes to say that we're trying to democratize accessibility.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And while I'm approaching the Do the Woo booth at WordCamp Europe, I see another amazing person that I want to ask some questions. We're going to see an amazing talk by Rian Rietveld. She's gonna be talking about the European Accessibility Act that we extensively discussed already. And I just ran into Beth.
Hey.
Hey, Beth.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you enjoying WordCamp Europe?
I am enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What brought you here?
I get to talk to all kinds of people about accessibility, so that's awesome.
Just accessibility?
Well, you know, selling myself. Yeah.
Well,
what we're doing.
Sell yourself to the audience. Who are you? What do you do?
I'm Ben Hannon. I'm the CEO of AccessiCart. So we do web accessibility for e-commerce. Other folks too, but primarily e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So we work on WordPress, Shopify, Magento.
And what does that mean? We work on? Is it,
we do accessibility consulting and testing for those, and then we can do remediations in WordPress, but not on the others. But we tend to partner with agencies, so we're coming alongside the agency. So it, and really, the platform is, you know, we have agencies that work in Magento or Shopify, and then we kind of working alongside them to identify issues and prioritize them, and help them figure out how to solve it, and retesting and documenting everything.
You kind of take them on the hand and guide them through the process. And with the aim of going from one project to the other, or more to kind of train them on the job and kind of let them go at some point?
So we're doing some, yeah, we clearly build up the skills of the devs there. And so we do some project work. So we'll do project management for remediation, or we'll do consulting for a development project. But kind of our bread and butter is doing accessibility maintenance plans, because, as you know, accessibility can be affected by any kind of content change. Yeah. Once in a while, even a plugin update can make something inaccessible. And so we're working with them to kind of continue to monitor and work on the sites. And even for a lot of people, beginning to work on accessibility rather than try to fix it all at once, right? Starting to identify and solve a few problems every month.
Step by step, right?
Step by step. And then that gets them, in the U.S., that documentation that you have a regular program gets them sort of reporting that shows that they're making incremental progress. And the same for EU, right? It's really about, are you working at this rather than...
Are you taking this seriously or... Yeah.
And so having those documents, reports documented, all that, that's a piece of what we do. So it's a little more affordable for a lot of people to kind of begin to think about doing it in small...
In chunks, yeah. You are from the U.S., right?
I am. I'm from Oregon.
So you deal with the ADA, mainly, the Americans with Disabilities Act, or...
But, we're dealing with sites because the EU law impacts anybody who's got EU customers.
Definitely,
we have a lot of folks that are U.S.-based but having to comply with EA too.
Yeah. And if you look at the European Accessibility Act coming up, and you compare that to, what's already happening in the U.S. under the ADA, I mean, there's a lot of lawsuits under that, I know.
Yeah.
Have you compared both laws? Do you see a difference, or would you say it's the same sort of practice?
No, I think EAA is going to have a much bigger impact. So in the U.S., we don't really have... We have the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was put into law 40 years ago before websites were... It really wasn't written for websites.
Yeah.
And so we really don't... What we're left with is people bringing lawsuits under that. And, of course, they're saying, yes, it's a part of... that covers these websites. And then they almost always get... the court case says you have to remediate to WCAG 2.1AA. Right?
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Where EAA is talking about those standards, plus you have to give information about the accessibility of your products and services, and you have to do regular testing and reporting.
Yeah.
And that's not a part of what's happening in the States for folks.
Yeah.
Unless they have EU customers, and then they have to...
Definitely. I would say that's one of the bigger differences, that the European Accessibility Act is really an act about accessibility, and it's up to the different European countries to implement it into law.
Yeah.
And there could be slight differences, but with the same...
overall intent of being inclusive.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But it's fascinating to look at how some of them are different.
You
can get jail time in Ireland.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're serious.
Yeah. Oh, that's serious business. Yeah. And who's going to get jail time? Is that the website owner, or is it going to be the developer that made a mistake?
My read on it would be the site owner is ultimately responsible for that.
Yeah.
And it's really, that's not going to be a surprise. You have to really refuse to do anything or lie during the process, right? But, it's a wake-up call for people. And some of the size of the fines that are out there,
is
a wake-up call for people to start taking it all seriously.
Yeah.
I hope that there's enforcement and it's taken seriously.
Yeah.
That's the wait and see, right?
From Europe, we look at the U.S. and we think, hey, the way they do it with the ADA, that's super scary. Everybody's afraid of but it's also a bit of a Wild West, and that's the thing. And what we hear is about these fines, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and all the costs involved in fixing it or doing better and documenting that. In that perspective, I think the European Accessibility Act is a lot more friendly, but with a lot more impact. But then again, we need to see how it's going to turn out.
Right. It
has the potential of having so much impact on basically for anyone. I mean,
but there are interesting little twists and turns. Like, so for instance, in Germany, it's not only customers who can file a complaint; it's consumer groups on behalf of people with disabilities.
Yeah.
But it's also your competitors can file a complaint,
yeah.
And so that it was like, whoa, really motivating people to start getting that competitive advantage, yeah, to not be the recipient of that, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, with only 1 year to go, I'm a bit worried also.
We're not really
that,
moving yet.
That we're not ready for this. But
no, but I am feeling that it's ticking up, right? There's much more. I've had more meetings to talk with people about things this year than I have had at any WordCamp so far. And so really, I
recognize
that agency partner, agencies and folks are starting to realize they're going to have to step up to help their clients. And if the clients aren't quite ready to acknowledge it yet, but how to educate folks.
It's a mindset also. And I think that's where it really starts. I mean, we can have loss, but if we don't feel this, if we don't have the empathy to kind of, you know, feel what it's like to not being able to use the web like any other, then...
And the realization that we're, you know... I sometimes say to people, if you're lucky enough not to die suddenly, you're probably going to need web accessibility.
Definitely, yeah.
And
just someone mentioned also, like, we're basically building the accessible web for ourselves, right? I mean, we grow older. Everybody grows older.
Yeah.
And you know, we maybe have loss of eyesight or something else.
Absolutely.
We're all going to benefit from this, whether it's a law or not.
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks a lot for... Just a little catch up, but thanks a lot. And let's see if we can get you on the show
in
the
future. Awesome, that'd be great.
Soon.
I love that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome.
My name is Ash Shaw. I'm from Lightspeed WordPress Agency. And we did some testing using Browser Stack accessibility tool, Stark, and PageSpeed Lighthouse. And we've been fixing issues within our free open source theme that is listed on WordPress.org.
What's it called?
LSX Design. This theme, none of our software in the past was accessible. And after we purchased the courses from A11Y Collective,
the Accessibility Collective. The Ali Collective. Yeah, yeah.
Ali Collective, that's right. I skilled up in accessibility. My designer skilled up in accessibility. And my devs skilled up.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it made a huge difference to our understanding of what accessibility was and what it means for compatibility and just sites being more accessible to a broad range of people with disabilities, you know, everyone.
I believe you operate it mainly in the South African area, or do you have clients worldwide?
We have clients worldwide. The South African market makes up probably half of our business. We have some Canadian clients, some European clients, and some Kiwi and Aussie clients.
Right, so you have to deal with different types of legislation all around the world, basically, when it comes to digital accessibility.
To be honest, the sites that we've been building have not been accessible. We are, now that we have a base that is accessible, we can now consider moving forward with building accessible sites because our foundation is accessible.
Right, so you're kind of in the... You just made the first steps into getting fully accessible in all
Indeed.
The client work you're doing. Well, that's amazing to hear. Yeah.
Not only that, but we've been working with our Figma design system and Stark. So Stark we're using as a browser extension, as well as in Figma, as a Figma plugin. And largely we're dealing with contrast issues, color contrast, button sizes, font sizes, things like that. Yesterday when I was at Contributor Day, I worked with the accessibility table and I got input on some of the issues within our theme. Some of the remaining issues are not our theme, but actually core. Or WooCommerce or Gravity Forms.
We're aware of some issues in WordPress and WooCommerce, right?
Yes.
There are some, but I also know that there are some people taking this really seriously. I mean, speaking to some people today, I know, as a matter of fact, that in the weeks after WordCamp Europe, WooCommerce is going to work on their plugin and scrub away like 50, 60 accessibility issues, which is really welcoming, I would say.
I think it's Amber, her name. She was the lead on
Amber Hines.
Yes. Yeah. So she took the issues that I found in WooCommerce. I reported them to her, and she's going to be logging them as GitHub issues.
Yeah, we heard about that today, so
okay.
I need to thank you for that then.
Yeah, yeah. I think Amber. I must have been the one who flagged it with her. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And that was a Stark accessibility report.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for that contribution to the project.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
Cool.
I learned a lot. My developers, I must say, did struggle with the process in the beginning, but at the end of it, they were really getting it.
It takes some time before, like, you know, the moment
penny
from
drops,
the penny
say
drops.
In English.
We say the quarter drops, but the penny drops. You know, the process from not knowing anything to awareness and then starting to, you know, put it into practice, that takes some time. And that's why it's so important that we start working on accessibility now, especially with the European Accessibility Act in mind, which is only a year from now when it turns into law.
Well, now that we have this knowledge, every project we do going forward, we will be using these tools. And luckily, because we are an open source product, we get free access to the browser stack accessibility tool. And that's something I recommended to a few users yesterday who have either plugins or themes on the WordPress.org repo that they can apply to browser stack for browser stack, the browser side, but also the accessibility tool. Afterwards, I had two people come up to me and thank me for that suggestion.
Well, a lot more people are going to thank you for that suggestion, because this is the Do The Woo podcast on accessibility.
Okay.
So this is going to be broadcasted at some point after WordCamp Europe. And thank you for all the tips.
My pleasure.
And your experiences. I'm going to see if I can tackle a couple more people.
Great.
And hear about their stories about accessibility.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. See you. Hello, Ingrid.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit what you're doing here, what you're selling us here in the Accessibility Collective?
What I'm selling? Well, I want to say I'm selling, but I'm more promoting, I think, because we would love the web to be fully accessible for everybody. So we're actually, we're an e-learning platform, and we have different courses for designers, developers, and actually the people who write the content on the web, which are mostly marketeers. That can follow a course to make sure that...
And how is it today? Is there a lot of people coming to the booth asking questions or asking more about the courses?
Yes, definitely. And also, from different disciplines, from front-end developers, back-end developers, but also people who make plugins. So it's very diverse audience, which is fun to talk about accessibility with them.
And who is it aimed for, the Accessibility Collective, the Ali Collective? Is there a certain discipline that should definitely train here, or is it, you know, broader than that?
I think it's important that it's all disciplines, actually, who are creating or writing content for the web to make sure that it is fully accessible. Otherwise, if you only have the code that is accessible but not the design or the content, then I think, you're not there yet.
It's a bit of a team effort, right?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. I see a potential candidate for a small interview. Hi, Josefa. Can I ask you a couple of questions? This is the Accessibility Podcast from Do The Woo.
You also, by some fluke of nature, have the current leader of Typo3 Project.
Project Ambassador.
Project Ambassador. I'm so sorry.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you can ask us both a question.
All right. Can you tell me what accessibility, web accessibility specifically, means to you personally or more professionally in your work?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing about accessibility that a lot of people don't really pay attention to is that it is a subset of usability. And beyond that, all of us are just temporarily fully abled. And so just because in the moment you feel like accessibility doesn't apply to you, it doesn't work for you, it doesn't really matter in the moment, doesn't mean that it won't, and it doesn't mean that you shouldn't care about it. It's a thing that we should all care about because we are a global project that is trying to make the world a better place and try to make commerce and access to cool stuff better and easier for more people. So That's my opinion on accessibility, which is a personal opinion and a professional opinion.
It's a great opinion also. Thank you for that.
My name is Matthias Botlesniak. I am the project ambassador of Typo3, a fellow friendly cousin CMS to WordPress. We work together in the Open Website Alliance, which is a really cool project, which we can talk about another day. Now I'm going to talk about my elevator pitch about accessibility, because I actually once stood in front of an elevator in a hotel, and I pressed the button to get the elevator to come, and the elevator came with a person inside it. And the person said, "Where am I?" And this was an elevator with Braille all over, everywhere. But the only thing that was not actually in Braille for this blind person to understand was that you had to scan your key card. And that is such an excellent example of how important accessibility actually is. It's not just something you can do as an afterthought. You actually have to think through it the whole way. And if you skip a step, you lose the visitor.
You ruin the experience. You lose the visitor.
Yeah, that's a great example. Thanks very much. And that really resonates when you talk about digital accessibility in e-commerce, for example, where the whole store can be accessible, but maybe the marketing team forgot about this, and you have this banner, and your mouse gets trapped, or your cursor gets trapped, and you don't know where you're going, where you are, and you just have to switch off your computer, or click away a screen and start all over again. So this is an amazing example. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cool.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank Omnisend.com and Hostinger.com for their support. Please consider checking them out, and thanks again for tuning into all things WordPress and WooCommerce. If you're not subscribed, just head over to dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on our Do The Woo full channel feed. Until the next time.